Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani Mamre by Avram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Baba Kama Daf Kuf Off, the ninth parak of Gozel Eitzim. So the three dafs we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara asks the question: Yesh Shevach Samanim Al Tzemer, is the improvement of dye on the wool considered something material? O Ein Shevach Samanim Al Tzemer, or is the improvement of dye on the wool not considered something material? Rashi explains the question as if Chazusa Milsihi, appearance is a significant matter, making the dye still considered present. Since stolen dye must be returned, the case must be where one stole wool and dye belonging to the same person, and he dyed the wool with it and then returned the dyed wool. If yesh shevach samanim al gabi tzemer, meaning the dye is still considered present, he has returned everything he stole, but if not, he must pay for the stolen dye. Since the wool's increased value would compensate for the stolen dye, the case must be where dyed wool decreased in value, and its improvement is less than the dye's value. Alternatively, he dyed a monkey with the dye, which does not increase in value. Rabin explained the case where a monkey took one person's dye and dyed another person's wool with it. If the dye is considered present, its owner can claim compensation from the wool's owner. Point number two, Rav opposed a contradiction. A Mishnah states, Beget shetzvo beklipe orla yidalek, a garment which was dyed with the peels of orla fruit should be set afire. This proves, chazusa milsihi, appearance is considered a significant matter, and the orla is still considered present. However, another Mishnah states, Ravi's dam shenivlo b'bayis, a ravias of blood which was absorbed in a house, habayis tameh, the kelim in the house are tameh through oil. Another version says they are tahor, and the Gemara explains that kelim which were in the house before the absorption are tameh, and kelim brought in afterwards are tahor. The Mishnah concludes, nivlo b'ksus, if the blood was absorbed into a garment and brought into the house, then if a ravias would come out of the garment when washed, the house is tameh. If not, the house is tahor, because any fully absorbed blood, which cannot be cleaned out, is not considered present despite being visible. The Gemara explains this is a leniency applied to ravias of dam tvusa de rabban, tvusa blood which is only metameh through ohel rabbinically. Rashi defines this as blood which flowed out while the person was dying, and it's unknown if he was alive when it came out. And point number three, Rav opposed the contradiction. A Mishnah states regarding dyes, Svichei Sotim Vakotza, after growth of safflower and woad, which grew by itself without being planted, Yeshlen Shviz Udumehen Shviz, they possess Shemitah sanctity, and the money paid for them possesses Shemitah sanctity, meaning they cannot be used for business purposes. They are also subject to biur, removal by designated time. This proves that wood possesses Shemitah sanctity. However, a brisa teaches that if one gathered leaves of cane reeds or grapevines, liktanu l'achila, if he gathered them for food for animals, they possess Shemitah sanctity. But if he gathered them la'etzim, for wood, ein behem mishum kedusha shvis, they do not possess Shemitah sanctity and can be used after the time of biur. The Gemara answers the pasuk says l'achla, to eat, teaching b'misha nasa u'biuro shavin, Shemitah sanctity applies to produce whose benefit and consumption coincide, like food. Yatsu eitz mishanasin achar biuron. This excludes wood, whose benefit, baking, is after its consumption, after the wood is reduced to coals. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara asks the question, Yesh shevach samanim al tzemer, is the improvement of dye on the wool considered something material? O ein shevach samanim al tzemer, or is the improvement of dye on the wool not considered something material? Rashi explains the question as if chazusa milsihi, appearance is a significant matter, making the dye still considered present. Since stolen dye must be returned, the case must be where one stole wool and dye belonging to the same person, and he dyed the wool with it and then returned the dyed wool. If yesh shevach samanim al gabi tzemer, meaning the dye is still considered present, he has returned everything he stole, but if not, he must pay for the stolen dye. Since the wool's increased value would compensate for the stolen dye, the case must be where dyed wool decreased in value, and its improvement is less than the dye's value. Alternatively, he dyed a monkey with the dye, which does not increase in value. Rabin explained the case where a monkey took one person's dye and dyed another person's wool with it. If the dye is considered present, its owner can claim compensation from the wool's owner. Point number two, Rav opposed a contradiction. A Mishnah states, Beget shetzvo beklipe orla yidalek, a garment which was dyed with the peels of orla fruit should be set afire. This proves, chazusa milsihi, appearance is considered a significant matter, and the orla is still considered present. However, another Mishnah states, Ravi's dam shenivlo b'bayis, a ravias of blood which was absorbed in a house, habayis tameh, the kelim in the house are tameh through oil. Another version says they are tahor, and the Gemara explains that kelim which were in the house before the absorption are tameh, and kelim brought in afterwards are tahor. The Mishnah concludes, nivlo b'ksus, if the blood was absorbed into a garment and brought into the house, then if a ravias would come out of the garment when washed, the house is tameh. If not, the house is tahor, because any fully absorbed blood, which cannot be cleaned out, is not considered present despite being visible. The Gemara explains this is a leniency applied to Revis of Dam Tvusa de Rabban, Tvusa blood which is only metame through Ohel rabbinically. Rashi defines this as blood which flowed out while the person was dying, and it's unknown if he was alive when it came out. And pointing with you, Rava posed a contradiction. A Mishnah states regarding dyes, Svichei Sotim Vakotza, after growth of safflower and woad, which grew by itself without being planted, Yeshlen Shviz Udumehen Shviz, they possess Shemitah sanctity, and the money paid for them possesses Shemitah sanctity, meaning they cannot be used for business purposes. They are also subject to biur, removal by a designated time. This proves that wood possesses Shemitah sanctity. However, a brisa teaches that if one gathered leaves of cane reeds or grapevines, liktan l'achila, if he gathered them for food for animals, they possess Shemitah sanctity. But if he gathered them la'etzim, for wood, ein behem mishum kedusha shvis, they do not possess Shemitah sanctity and can be used after the time of biur. The Gemara answers the pasuk says l'acha, to eat, teaching b'misha nasa u'biur o'shavin. Shemitah sanctity applies to produce whose benefit and consumption coincide, like food. Yatsu eitz mishanasana achar biurim. This excludes wood, whose benefit, baking, is after its consumption, after the wood is reduced to coals. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Kuf Aleph, and this one was suggested to us by Kobe Melkin, who suggested that Kuf Aleph is a bird caller who goes ka-ka. A bird caller who goes ka-ka. So here goes. The bird caller who blew his whistle as two birds held up his stolen sweater to see if the stolen dye was still present in it. Had a jacket that had been dyed with the peels of orla fruit set afire, because chazusa milsehi, using wood which has no kedusha shviz, since its benefit is after its consumption. So once again, it's a motion. The bird caller, that must be more in daf kuf aleph, a bird caller who goes ka ka. The bird caller who blew his whistle as two birds held up his stolen sweater to see if the stolen dye was still present in it, which reminds us. The Gemara asks a question. Yesh shevach samanim ahatzemer, is the improvement of dye on the wool considered something material or not? Rashi explains the question is if chazusa milsi, appearance, is a significant matter, making the dye still considered present. Since stolen dye must be returned, the case must be where one stole wool and dye belonging to the same person, and he dyed the wool with it and then returned the dyed wool. If yesh shevach samanim al gabi tzemer, the dye is still considered present, he has returned everything he stole, but if not, he must pay for the stolen dye. So the bird caller who blew his whistle as two birds held up his stolen sweater to see if the stolen dye was still present in it, had a jacket that had been dyed with the peels of orla fruit set afire, because chazusa milsehi, which reminds us, it was stated in the Mishnah, beged shetzvo beklipe orla yedalek, a garment which was dyed with the peels of orla fruit should be set afire. This proves chazusa milsi, appearance, is considered a significant matter, and the oral is still considered present. So the bird caller who blew his whistle as two birds held up a stolen sweater to see if the stolen dye was still present in it, had a jacket that had been dyed with the peels of orla fruit set afire, because chazusa milsihi, using wood which has no kedusha shviz, since its benefit is after its consumption, which reminds us. The Gemara deals with the question if wood is subject to kedusha shviz, and answers that the pasuk says, la'achla, to eat, teaching, b'misha nasa u'b'iro shavin. Kedusha shviz applies to produce whose benefit and consumption coincide, like food. This excludes wood, whose benefit, the baking, is after its consumption, meaning after the wood is reduced to coals. So once again, the bird caller who blew his whistle as two birds held up his stolen sweater to see if the stolen dye was still present in it, had a jacket that had been dyed with the peels of orla fruit set afire, because chazusa milsihi, using wood which has no kedusha shviz, since its benefit is after its consumption. All right, so now it's time for our four blah bach chazara. Daf Tzadi Zayin. So the Siman Daf Tzadi Zayin is a chess master. So here goes. The chess master, that must be more on Daf Tzadi Zayin. Chess. The chess master thief who stole someone's evid to polish his chess pieces and was delighted he was putter for paying for his use, which reminds us, Rav ruled that an evid is considered like land and cannot be considered stolen. This contradicts another ruling of Rav's. Hatokev ba'avdo shel chavero ba'asa b'malacha putter. One who seizes his fellow slave and did work with him is putter from paying for his use. If a slave cannot be legally stolen and remains in the master's domain, he should pay for his work, whereas if he can be stolen, he merely returns it as is. The Gemara answers that he worked shelo b'shas malacha, not at the time of the master's work, so the master suffered no loss. So the chess master thief who stole someone's evid to polish his chess pieces and was delighted he was putter for paying for his use had a pile of coins he stole on the table, which had since become disqualified by the government that he was going to return to the victim, which reminds us, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that if one stole a coin v'nistak and it cracked, he must pay its initial value. But if nifsal, it became disqualified, he may return it to the owner as is. Rav Huna interprets cracked literally, whereby the government requires it with a shenui, and nifsal means psal to malchus, the government disqualified it. Rav Huna says that if the government disqualified it, it's tantamount to being cracked, and the gazim pays its initial value. Rather, nifsal means one province no longer accepts it as currency, but another does. So, the chessmaster thief who stole someone's evid to polish his chess pieces and was delighted he was pater for paying for his use had a pile of coins he stole on the table which had since become disqualified by the government that he was going to return to the victim and repaid a loan with a coin he had fixed payment on and told the lender, go and spend it in Meishan where it's still accepted. Which reminds us, if someone lends his friend and fixes payment on a coin and the coin became disqualified, Rav says, he must give him a coin that passes as currency at that time of payment since he agreed to pay with currency. Shmuel says, he may pay with the original currency and tell the lender, go and spend it in Meishan, where it's still accepted. Dav Tzadiches. So the Siman Dav Tzadiches relates to schok, and we use a clown. So here goes. The clown routine. Clown? That must be more Dav Tzadiches. Schok. The clown routine featuring one clown knocking another clown's hand so that his coin fell into the clear waters of the Yamagadol, which reminds us, Rabbah said, Hazork matbeah shel chaver lo Yamagadol pater. One who throws his fellow's coin into the Mediterranean Sea is exempt from paying because it can be retrieved. Rashi explains that although the owner has to pay divers to retrieve it, that damage is indirect. It's grama. This is only if the water is clear where the coin is visible, but if it was thrown into murky waters, he's liable because it's considered lost. So the clown routine featuring one clown knocking another clown's hand so that his coin fell into the clear waters of the Yamagadol, followed by the second clown taking revenge and burning the first clown's shtar and laughing that he only burned a mere paper of his, which reminds us, Rabbah said, Hasorv shtaro shel chavero pater. One who burns his fellow's loan document is pater. Although the lender cannot collect his loan, the one who burned the shtar can say, Niara klaiminach, I burned a mere paper of yours and did not directly damage the loan, but destroyed his proof. Even Rabbi Shimon, who holds davar hagorma l'mamun k'mamun dami, something that causes the benefit of money, is like money, only holds this way, but davar she'ikaro mamun, with something that is inherently money, such as an animal, which became hektish, or chametz, which became asr b'hanah after Pesach, but would agree that a shtar, which has no inherent value, is not considered money. So the clown routine featuring one clown knocking another clown's hand, so that his coin fell into the clear waters of the Yamagadol, followed by the second clown taking revenge and burning the first clown's shtar and laughing that he only burned a mere paper of his, concluded with the third clown pretending to be a carpenter who broke the box he made for the first two and saying, Uman Kona B'Shevach Kli, which reminds us, if one gave a carpenter wood to make a box and after making it he broke it, he's exempt from paying the value of the finished product. The Gemara explains, Uman Kona B'Shevach Kli, a craftsman acquires the improvement to a Kli resulting from his work and ordinarily sells that share to the owner when it's complete. Therefore, when it breaks, the owner's loss is only the original wood he owned, not the increased value. Dav Tzadites. So the Siman Dav Tzadites is a cheetah. So here goes. The craftsman who is still waiting after sunset to be paid for stamping cheetah spots, cheetah, that must be Dav Tzadites, cheetah. The craftsman was still waiting after sunset to be paid for stamping cheetah spots on the garment he returned to the customer, which reminds us, the Gemara seeks to disprove that a craftsman acquires utensils improvement from a brisa discussing prohibition of delaying a laborer's wages overnight. If a craftsman completed work on a cloak given to him and informed the owner but did not return the cloak, the owner does not transgress the prohibition even 10 days later. However, if he returned the cloak midday, as soon as the sun sets on him, he transgresses baltalin, the prohibition of a laborer's wages shall not remain overnight with you, because the wages are owed as soon as the cloak is returned. The Gemara answers that he was hired to stamp on the cloth, a ma for each stamping, meaning he's paid for his acts and not the cloth's improvement, so he does not acquire it. So the craftsman was still waiting after sunset to be paid for stamping cheetah spots on the garment he returned to the customer, was approached by a wealthy woman who gave him some gold and told him to make a gold ring with a cheetah on it, and she'll become married to him, which reminds the Gemara suggests that the question of Uman Konach B'Shevach Kli is a Malkokas Tanaim. A woman handed gold to a craftsman and said, make for me bracelets, earrings, or rings with it, and in return I'll become married to you. Ramir says she's married as soon as he makes him and gives him to her, but the Chamu say, as the Gemara explains, that he must give her other money, but this jewelry would not affect Kedushin. The Gemara assumes everyone holds that Yeshna l'schiras metchila v'atzov v'hava milva. Wages become owed from the beginning of the work until the end, and that Kedushin made with a loan isn't effective. Since each pruta's worth of work would become owed to the laborer as it's done, accumulating debts to the craftsman giving her the finished product would not affect Kedushin. So the craftsman was still waiting after sunset to be paid for stamping cheetah spots on the garment. He returned to the customer, was approached by a wealthy woman who gave him some gold and told him to make a gold ring with a cheetah on it and she'd become married to him. After she decided not to marry the expert shochet who improperly shechted an animal, rendering it unavailable. Which reminds us, Shmuel said, Tabach Umeshekilkel, an expert shochet who was given an animal to shecht, and he ruined it by shechting it improperly, rendering it unavailable. He's chayv to pay the owner. He's a damager and he's negligent. It's like the owner said to him, shecht from me here, the trachea and esophagus, and he shechted him from a different place. The second phrase adds that even if he shechted it for free, he's still chayv for his negligence. Daf Kuf. So the simon Daf Kuf is a kof, a monkey. So here goes. The circus monkey. That must mean Daf Kuf, kof. The circus monkey standing under a lifnima sure is a din sign, giving a female monkey bananas for wrongly evaluating the validity of her coin, which reminds us, the previous stuff relates an incident in which a woman showed a dinar to Rabbi Chiya, who told the coin was good, and she accepted it based on his judgment. She returned the next day and said that she was told it was a bad coin and could not use it as currency. Rabbi Chiya told Rav to exchange it for her and to write into his ledger, din esek bish, this is a bad occupation, meaning taking losses needlessly for advice he should not give. The Gemara wonders why Rabbi Chiya was liable since he was a great enough expert to be exempt. And it answers, Lifnim Meshur said, Din hu David. He went beyond the letter of the law in compensating her, for he was indeed exempt. So the circus monkey standing under a Lifnim Meshur said, Din sign, giving a female monkey bananas for wrongly evaluating the validity of her coin, saw another monkey wearing a Din Garmi cap swinging towards him, holding paper that said, You are chayav to pay, which reminds us, Reish Lakish showed the Adina to Rabbi Lazar, who told him it was a good coin. Reish Lakish told him he was relying on him and explained that if it were found to be bad, Belazar would be responsible to exchange it. This is because Reish Lakish rules like Rav Meir, Doin Dina de Garmi, who judges the law of Garmi obligating payment for certain cases of indirectly causing damage. So the circus monkey standing under a Lifnim Meshur as a din sign, giving a female monkey bananas for wrongly evaluating the validity of her coin, saw another monkey wearing a din Garmi cap swinging towards him, holding a paper that said, You are chayev to pay. And flying over a third monkey dyeing wool black that was meant to be dyed red. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one gave a dyer wool to dye red for him, and he dyed it black, or the reverse, Rabbi Meir says, no singlo d'meid samro, he pays him the wool's original value, because Rabbi Meir considers his deviation from his instructions as stealing the wool, so he acquires it with a shinui of coloring. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says he pays either the dyer's expenses or the wool's improvement, whichever is less. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which that when a buyer who makes improvements in a stolen article also receives a share in the article? That's on Daf Tzadivav. Good. Number two, which Daf do we have Machlokes regarding what a dyer must pay if he dyes a garment black when he was supposed to dye it red? That's on Daf Kuf. Good. Number three, which that when the one who burns his fellow shtar is putter? That's on Daf Tzadiches. Good. Number four, which daf do we discuss if yesh shevach samani ma'atzemer? Is the improvement of a dye on the wool considered something material? That's on daf Kufav. Good. Number five, which daf when a bechor pays cash to his brother for his share in the improvements they made to their father's estate before dividing it? That's on daf Tzadihei. Good. Number six, which daf when a garment which was dyed with klipe orla should be set afire, proving chazus and milsihi, appearance is considered a significant matter? That's on daf Kufav. Good. Number seven, which of the one wood does not have Kedusha Shvi since its benefit and consumption do not coincide like food? That's on Daf Kufav. Good. Number eight, which Daf do we learn? Uman Kona B'Shevach Kli. A craftsman acquires the improvement to a Keli resulting from his work. That's on Daf Tzadiches. Good. Number nine, which Daf do we learn? Rav Meir holds up Din Garmi, obligating payment in certain cases of indirect damage. That's on Daf Kuf. Good. Number 10. Which of the one, if someone lends his friend and fixes payment on a coin and the coin becomes disqualified, Shmuel says you can say go spend it in Meishan where it's still accepted. That's on Daf Tzadi Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.